sup, dudes? How you doing out there? It's the Seth and Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. We're really far apart. It's better. There you go. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm great, man. Actually, we should probably have a contagion zone.
Yeah, I don't want to be near you. Isn't it allergies? I feel like it's allergies.
It's a sinus infection, yeah.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean allergies?
It's apparently non... contagious.
It's a non-contagious infection of the sciences.
Yep.
Has Britt got it?
No.
Of course not.
No.
I feel like she never gets sick. I very rarely get sick, and I think it's because of the rage inside me. The sickness doesn't want to get in here.
Burns it off.
Right. It doesn't want to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. I feel like Britt's a little bit that way, where she's just, you know, she's got that rage, you know, and she needs it. And I feel like if she's sick, she'd just be like, oh, he's been sick! And the sick's like, you know what? I'm going to be in some normal adjusted person.
Nah, she's been sick a few times.
Well, I'm not saying I've never been sick. I'm just saying you're sick every other week, I feel like you are.
Lots
of sniffling, lots of being sick.
No.
Sicknesses.
No.
Sick.
It's false.
It's false. This is fake news. It's fake news.
I got on vitamin C pills, man, and ever since then I wasn't sick, and then we went on vacation and I didn't take any pills for a week, and now I'm sick. So
you think it's your emergency? Your lack of emergency? That stuff's a scam, dude.
Well, it's not that. It's just a 1,000 milligram vitamin C tablet, which is more than emergency, because the emergency is like, don't take more than 12 emergencies in one day.
Okay.
This is like take one and that's it.
Okay.
So
this vitamins is like, is that like the pirate disease, right? Like that chases away scurvy.
Scurvy sinus infection, yes. Yeah. Shardy can't that's what fucking I feel like. Talk through his nose at all.
You sound pretty good.
I'm fine.
When you say you're fine, you sound worse.
I'm fine.
Don't talk about it. Hey Maniche, how are you doing? Birdlaw, good to see you. Taylor. Good to see you. Chat.
I eat flowers in my mouth because I'm Maniche.
Yeah, Maniche has caught on, dude.
Good.
But that's his new name now.
That's fantastic.
That's his new name.
I'm very glad about that.
Like he was on another stream the other day, guest hosting, and they called him Maniche the entire time. And then he got really drunk, and he pulled what I would like to call a Colby, which is where he just starts getting into the mic like this the entire time.
Yeah. No, I don't do that.
You do.
I never do that.
You do sometimes.
I yell.
Yeah. But
louder.
See, he doesn't have equipment like us that kind of normalizes it, so
yes.
It just... That's what it sounded like. I loved it, dude.
Like, there's this YouTuber,
yeah.
Joe Santagato or something
okay.
like that. He's pretty big on YouTube.
Okay.
So he started doing podcasts and all that jazz.
Okay.
It doesn't have a compressor.
Yeah.
Like, every time, somebody gets this fucking glass, it starts like...
Yeah. That box that does what that does is $100.
Yeah.
$100.
It's not... rocket science.
Right, it's not even that expensive.
Mm-mm.
You know? It's probably cheaper than the microphone he talks into. Just get a compressor forehead.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. Just
yeah.
plug it in. It's not even that difficult to set up.
It stuns me how terrible
Dude,
it was.
I think the thing is that once you reach like a certain level of fame, you don't need to be good anymore.
Yeah.
Because your fame is just perpetual.
Not good, just
you know?
Kind of mediocre.
Like, do you think PewDiePie feels the pressure to create good content?
No.
I don't feel like he does anymore, right?
He also just does daily shit, so he's just like, all right, well, this suffice for 10 minutes? Cool.
Right, exactly. So he just, you know, because he doesn't need to.
It just gets me rock hard!
13 months on the 13th day of the month, which, oh yeah, it's his birthday today. Double 13. Oh! Look at my lips! Look at him! I didn't know I could make that face, dude.
No?
That's the literal face that Patrick Starr makes, you know, in that one meme where he's like, I'm literally Patrick.
That's very much it. That is actually a really random coinkydink.
Dude, it kind of is, right? 13 months, 13th day.
13th day, making 26.
And which is 13 times 2.
Right. Is he 26, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
he turned 26 today.
On the day that I turned 26. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ren.
That's crazy.
What would you like to request on behalf of us?
That's crazy, crazy.
What would you like to request?
Yeah, man. No dancing.
Yeah, we have the right to turn it down or not do it at all, which
yeah.
I guess is the same thing.
I mean, yeah, it's basically kind of the same thing.
Also,
yeah.
I just yodeled like a idiot, so I feel like that should be enough, right? Irrational, good to see you as well. Good to see you as well, so Yeah, 13 months on his birthday, man.
Yeah.
I said, I'm remembering the other night, I drink and watch Renstream a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem, actually. I don't really drink that often, but when I'm drinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see what Ren TV is up to. Mm. And so I drank some Johnny Walker the other night, and I went and watched his stream, and I remember him saying it was his birthday Sunday, and now it's coming back to me that I said I was going to dedicate the entire show to him. That I forgot that it was his birthday until just now.
You're a terrible friend.
I am, dude. I am. Also, I'm not going to dedicate the entire show to him because...
We can dedicate it. We can say words.
This show is dedicated to Ren TV today.
It's going to be a really terrible show.
Yeah, you're not going to like what you get, but you get it, so...
Don't let that discourage you from...
Yeah, I hope you have a good birthday anyway.
Of this.
We mean well.
We do, but we're very bad at doing well.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did get me wrong.
I made him a... He downloaded a mod for The Sims 4. Remember, I think we talked about it on the show. I think I told you
nope.
that he was playing The Sims 3,
nah.
and he was playing this woman who literally built in her house a glass room, and then she would trap people in the glass room, and then she would sit in a chair outside the room and watch them slowly starve to death. You remember me telling you about that?
No.
He used to do that in The Sims. Like he would go out and he would seduce people and then lead them back into his house and then lock them in a glass room that had just, like, a toilet and a chair. So they'd, like, sleep on the floor, and then they would slowly starve to death. And he would just make his woman sit in a chair outside the glass room and watch it happen.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And so now he's playing The Sims 4.
You're a fucking maniacal murderer.
And he's got a mod where he can now do extreme violence to people. He can shoot them. He can stab them. He can gut people with chainsaws.
That's fucking legit.
Yeah, and that's what he's doing now. And it gets even deeper.
That sounds like a game for me.
You could also do it to children.
Oh, shit.
And you could also do, like, social things, like call someone a pedophile and ruin their reputation across the town. Like, it is some messed up stuff that he's doing
that
in The Sims. Sounds
very messed up.
So, long story short, I really like to drink and watch that, because that
does sound interesting.
It's pretty messed up, dude.
It's probably the best thing to watch when it's investigated, actually.
Yeah, I guarantee you no one else on Twitch is doing that.
No.
No one else on Twitch. Like, I wonder if I could pull up the VOD. It's not, like, I gotta describe it, because there's people who watch on audio, but for the people who listen on audio, I guess would be the proper way to say that, but you gotta really see what he's doing here. Let me see videos. You gotta see his basement for his new person.
You're describing it as if it's a real life thing, but it's actually just The Sims, and so it's like not as probably brutal as like I'm imagining.
Well, I mean, it's not as gory as you probably think.
I mean, there's a lot of blood there.
Okay, so let me go through here. I need to find the day I was watching. Like, there's just a lot of bodies just to start off the thing. I think it was this day. I think it was this day was the day I was watching. I mean, all of Red's content, I think, is worth it. Here we go. Yeah, here's where I was watching. Okay, so he's got this child.
Okay. You know what? I have.
He's
plan.
Got this child. Look at his basement. I wish you could show it without a giant pause button in the middle of the video.
There's a movie or TV show or something that does this exact thing.
Yeah, he's got a staircase coming down, and then it opens up into this octagon-shaped room, and there's just a bunch of rooms off of this octagon room, and each one has, like, a hospital bed and a toilet in it.
Oh, wait, shit. Hold on.
He's gonna, like, put people...
Fucking nuts.
He's not very good at playing The Sims, but I love him anyway.
That's not locked.
So see, I think what I asked him for is because I'm in chat. I say, "What a beautiful basement!"
All right,
you know,
come on, Jimmy.
I
the fuck
am
your name
loaded
is.
Right now. Just
oh,
gone,
I'm
so dude.
Sorry.
So like, let me see where it's at. So he's got a kid in his house right now, and I'm about ready to go to bed.
Kid.
Okay.
Kid,
hey, thanks, Acid, for the host.
Where are you?
So he's got
no.
Okay, here's the kid.
Get over here.
He's got this kid.
What are you doing? Okay, I know you're sad.
You can't see him. Our face is covered. We're stealing his content right now.
It's fine, okay? Everything's fine. Just come here.
Oh, he also says that his sim cooks bread to give them. So at least he's feeding his prisoners, okay?
Lock the door for everyone but me.
So he just locked this sim in the room.
Sit there. I think about what the fuck you've done.
And he just leaves him in there. And he goes about his day. Now, at some point, he's going to stab this kid with a chainsaw because I ask him to. I'm not... I think it's right here. I ask him to stab.
Do I want to, you know... I'm still bullying him.
So you're just so he's just apparently over the course just passively bullying the child. Okay, this child's what, 15, 16 years old. You know, this lady's got him. What's the name of your character, Rin?
No, didn't think so.
Okay, now she's choking him. You know, just choking him out. And again, they're just in a small room with a hospital bed and a toilet.
And then just like how they just stand there after that happened.
Yep, right. Mira Velasco is the lady's name. We got to give her credit. Okay, and at some point I do ask him to stab the child.
There we go.
Kill the child.
Want to fuck with me, kid?
Yeah, he's dead in 20 seconds. So here she goes. Okay, she's gonna go stab him, or she's gonna gut him with the chainsaw.
You ready?
So she's just got a chainsaw in her hand.
Meet my chainsaw, bitch. Yeah, you don't like that chainsaw, do ya? He's dead.
Okay, so what's about to happen? I'm going to give you a little bit of context, okay?
Uh-huh.
He's already murdered one person in the hour that I've watched.
Yeah.
And every time he murders someone, death shows up. The Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a Sims gameplay mechanic.
Right.
And they take the body, the soul, with them, and then they leave. Okay? So what we did is chat. We encouraged him to then stab death.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he stabbed death. And then death showed up to collect death's body. And apparently you can plead for death to not take the person who died. So like if it's an accident, like say you die in a fire, you can plead death to not take your sim.
Mm-hmm.
So the death said, okay, we'll leave death here. But then death was glitched because now there's two deaths. Mm-hmm. The death he killed and the death that came to collect death. Okay, it's Deathception. Mm-hmm. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then Death just hung out in his house because it didn't have a personality. It's just a default sim at this point. Mm. And it just hung out in his house. It slept in his bed. It had pajamas. And it's the Grim Reaper. So what's about to happen is because he killed this child, apparently if you murder too many people too quickly, Death shows up and is very angry.
What happened? I don't know what happened. I have a chainsaw and blood all over me, but what happened?
Yeah, she's covered in blood.
Uh-huh.
My outfit.
It's going to be...
Oh, it's all bloody. Okay.
And it's going to be a little difficult to pass didn't kill...
No, shit. Death is going to beat me up. Oh, God.
And so, Death arrives, and then Death is very upset.
Oh, he can't. Wait, what?
Death is very upset. He's going to check his iPad. Wait. Yep, that kid's dead. All right.
You can just... Oh, shit.
And then he just starts beating the crap. Out of Mira Velasco, because she's murdered too many people too quickly,
and she just passes out.
Yeah, she passed out. So that's the saga of what Rin does on his stream. So happy birthday, Rin!
Happy birthday, buddy!
And if you like that type of madness, you'll
crazed psychopath.
Yeah, you'll probably really like R3NNTV on Twitch. So. Oh, apparently he also married Death at one point. See, you missed so much.
So you're Thanos in this reality? Trying to court Death, huh?
You missed so much. You miss a little bit of Ren's stream. You miss a lot of madness, because now he's married to Death, dude.
Down
so.
With sickness for a few days. You don't come out of a rock. And a guy live under the rock.
You do. I mean, was anything different besides you not doing the show between you being sick? And
no.
I didn't think so.
I rewatched The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I did confirm, by the way, Aquaman has made more money than The Dark Knight now, just for the record.
Good. Deserved.
You think so?
Yep.
Aquaman better than The Dark Knight?
Yep.
You're an idiot, then, if you actually think that. That is just, I'd have never seen Aquaman, but I know for a fact that is not true.
Kevin Hart's new movie is beating Aquaman now.
Well, yeah, but that just came out.
Yes. And it's a really dumb comparison to make. It's like everybody's already seen Aquaman because it's been out for half a month.
Yeah, and that movie just came out. By the way, that's a movie where Kevin Hart is caretaking Bryan Cranston in a wheelchair, right?
Yep.
How did that movie get made?
I don't know. I really, with that one, I really wish it bombed.
Is it a comedy?
I think it's a feel-good kind of comedy, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a family comedy, I want to say.
I kind of want to see it because maybe Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston.
No.
What's the chance that The Rock has a cameo in it?
Large.
I would think
large
so, right?
Chance. Yeah.
Have you seen this meme going around where they take Thanos' face and Barack Obama's face and mush them together and it's The Rock?
No.
I got to find it now.
I mean, I've seen Banos or whatever it is. I forget what it is. Than Obama, I can't remember.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. Yeah, okay.
Obamos, that's it.
This it right here?
Yeah.
Okay, so people see this and they go, this is The Rock.
Uh-huh.
Because it kind of looks like The Rock.
A little bit.
So The Rock is Thanos and Barack Obama at the same time.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay, well, that didn't get the reaction I was hoping for, so. Nope, that's fine, man. That's fine. So, how was your week, dude? How was your week?
Sucked ass. It was the worst. Take me back to Denver.
What day did you start feeling bad, man?
Sick-wise was Wednesday. I think we went to the gym Tuesday.
Here's Ren's favorite Thanos meme.
Borger.
That is a meme loved by someone good. Who locks people in basements. Yeah. That's what that is right
that's
there.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when we went to the gym Tuesday and I got on the stair machine because I'm trying to do cardio now.
Okay.
I fucking died. I couldn't breathe. I was like, like the wheezing like crazy.
Did you go to the gym Thursday?
No.
People in my chat were assuming you'd still go to the gym.
Nope. I didn't go Wednesday. I didn't go Thursday. I didn't go Friday. I didn't go yesterday.
You been drinking?
I drank Friday and Saturday.
Wow, I thought you were giving that up, man.
I did not drink beer.
Oh, well, okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah, no, I
you do it. Doing the thing where you like...
I had vodka and sevens.
Yeah. Is that whiskey, right?
What?
What's sevens? Isn't that whiskey?
That's 7-Up.
What? Vodka and 7-Up?
Vodka and 7-Up.
That's
it's
gross,
vodka
dude.
And Sprite, man. That's,
Voodoo really Donuts good. And City O' City are great places to go in Denver, by the way. Where were you a week ago? It's too late now.
Thanks, Ren.
He's back.
I'm back in Shitville.
It's too late. He's already home.
Shit. Never getting out.
Hey, man, there's some redeeming qualities about this place.
Yeah, it's not on fire.
No, that's a bad thing. I would rather it be on fire.
Agreed.
Yeah, if it was on fire, I would be happy about it.
It's not filled with...
scorpions.
Demons.
It might be filled with demons.
A lot scorpions, of, yeah.
Scorpions, bad.
There's no snakes here. That's a good thing.
There's some snakes.
There's not a lot.
There's not a lot, but there's some snakes.
I don't think there's any poisonous snakes.
Well, there's not... I don't know. Where are rattlesnakes at? I guess they're not in the
city. Desert?
No, there's rattlesnakes here in Kansas, dude.
No, there are
lots of rattlesnakes in the desert.
You fuck off.
You!
Yeah. You!
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 There's no rattlesnakes here in Kansas.
There are so many rattlesnakes
no.
in Kansas.
Where's a desert in Kansas?
Kansas? Rattlesnake map, dude. Look at this.
No.
Yes! You didn't know this? Kansas
no.
is, like, known for rattlesnakes. Okay, this map is too small.
Yeah, it really doesn't make any sense.
Here, poisonous snakes of Kansas, man.
Ah, fuck.
That's from Emporia State University, though. We can't believe
you.
That.
Taylor. You.
Ow, my ears. Taylor. You. Her ears should be used to this by now. Okay? Right.
Oh, I've always had this fear, but now I didn't know it was this close to me. Did not know it was this close to me. I don't
Here we go,
it.
Dude. Here we go. PDF.
Ooh, we got our own pamphlet.
Here we go, man. Here we go, man. Poisonous Snakes of Kansas by Robert F. Clark, the Department of Biology, Kansas State Teachers, College of
this
Emporia.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay. He fucking graduated from Kansas.
This was literally written, no joke, in 1959. This guy's dead. He's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You know how
you
I know,
know
it was written
about.
In 1959? Because there's too many words. Okay, the Copperhead, Cottonmouth, the Masahaga. We also got the Western Diamondback, the Timber Rattler Snake, and the Prairie Rattlesnake. Yeah, man. Watch out, snakes. The Hognose Snake, the Blue Racer, the pilot black snake, the common water snake, the diamond-backed water snake, and the red milk snake. All these snakes are poisonous, dude. Kansas waters are filled with snakes, man. It's a fact. I can't believe you don't know this. You ever been fishing? I guess that's why. I mean, I don't really go fishing either, but I mean, I don't...
Where's a place without any snakes?
Cold areas? The cold areas have snakes?
Denver? You think snakes can live in snow?
I feel like there's snakes in the mountains, though.
Really?
I think that there's snow snakes.
Mountain snakes?
I bet snow snakes are the worst snakes, too. Because they
shit
get
snakes, man.
What? I don't know what that means. I bet.
What do they call them? Hot snakes or something like that?
I don't know, man.
Wasn't that an Always Sunny reference?
Where are there no snakes? New Zealand is one of several large islands around the globe that have never had native snake populations. There you go.
Fuck
man.
Yes.
You gotta move to New Zealand.
Lord of the Rings and no snakes. That's my place of residence.
There you go, New Zealand.
For the rest of my life.
But the problem is, like, okay, I don't know this because I'm not an expert on geography.
Does New Zealand have an army?
Oh, I don't know. I would assume yes. Every place gotta have an army. There's probably four dudes in it, but
I was gonna say, like, how hard would it be to take over New Zealand?
Why would we take it over?
Because they don't accept new people.
I think they do.
No, you can't just move there.
Yeah, look at this. The New Zealand Army, dude. Look at this. The New Zealand Army is made up of around 4,700 full-time specialized professionals who are highly trained, disciplined, and well-equipped to respond rapidly to a range of situations in New Zealand and overseas. These men and women work together with close to 1,700 Army Reserve part-time personnel and around 400 civilian support staff.
Well, that was way more accurate of number than I expected.
The New Zealand Army is a professional organization of dedicated and loyal New Zealanders who are highly trained and well-equipped to meet challenges in today's world. Let's go to the About Us, man. What we do, all right? Training, deployment, engagement, types of assistance we offer are many and varied. Here we go. What we do. Let's go here. Look at him, man. Out there in the desert. Dude, how much would it suck to be in the New Zealand Army?
It doesn't make any sense. How is New Zealand?
I think you
so
have to
close?
Have an army to have a country.
Well, I mean, yeah, that would make sense.
I think it's like a requirement, right? Like you have to have a way to defend yourself.
That would make sense. But how is New Zealand so close to Australia? And Australia has the most.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Like, okay, so there's no snakes in New Zealand, but do you get the spiders and the bugs and all of the stuff that? Like, I feel like there's flights.
I mean, you saw that giant spider in Lord
right.
of the Rings. That thing exists.
It's up there in the mountains.
It's up there in the Mount Doom area. Is there a Mount Doom area in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
I'm sure.
No.
Let's Google it. We're just Googling a lot of things today, man. Mount Doom, New Zealand. Here it is. There's Mount Doom right there in New Zealand. That's Mount Doom.
No.
That's it, right there, Mountain Doom. Look at that thing.
All right. Well, there was a lot of color correction done then.
No, you don't say they didn't. You don't think they changed New Zealand
anymore? I thought it looked like that, man. I thought it was dark and
deadly. How do you say this? Mount Nagaroho?
Naguro.
Naguro?
Naguroho.
Naguroho was used as a stand-in for the fictional Mount Doom. Achieving worldwide exposure. It was first climbed by J.C. Bidwill in March 1839. When was Lord of the Rings written, man?
It's like 1930s, 40s.
The Rings.
1930s, 40s, bitch.
Written. 1937.
Whoa!
Mountain Doom.
Oh, who knew that?
Mountain Doom.
This guy knew that.
I'm so proud.
Yeah, you better be. I know J.R.R. Tolkien.
Mountain Doom was climbed 100 years before J.R.R. Tolkien even wrote.
Well, yeah, because he didn't plan on fucking New Zealand being the place. That was Peter Jackson.
It worked. New Zealand's a perfect place for Lord of the Rings,
Mountain
right?
Mountain Doom and Mordor.
It sounds like you're saying Mountain Dew every time.
Mordor. That was a representation of the goddamn,
the fires of Mount Doom.
We just watched Fellowship of the Ring last night.
Da-da-da!
It It was representative of like the trench warfare in World War One.
Oh, is that what he was trying to do? Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. How? I don't remember there being any giant elephants in World War One.
No, probably not that. But
there's
the
also
whole smoke and
not
dark
a single trench.
Malinch.
There's a pit. No trenches.
There's trenches.
There's no trenches.
It could be trenchy.
They just don't show the trenches.
Yeah, it's too.
Maybe
far.
They weren't allowed to dig. You know, in New Zealand. You know, there's things like that where if you're not, you know, to film there, you can't touch the land. You know. If you start digging,
it's
you're going to ruin.
It's CGI, man. They made
plants.
Like 5-10 billion orcs. They could fucking
well,
CGI
I know.
A couple of trenches.
So, and they didn't. That's what I'm saying.
No, they did. Maybe you just didn't see them.
I'm pretty sure I would know if there were trenches. I've seen those movies. Let me check 700 times. No trenches.
I saw a couple.
I just started singing the theme to the orcs, man.
Da-da-da.
Da-da-da.
Ba-ba-ba-da.
Oh, okay. So, anything in particular you want to talk about today, man?
I saw Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah? How'd you like it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I hear it's good.
Yeah, it's super good.
Yeah. Any other opinions?
It's real good.
Besides the fact that it's good?
It's really very good.
What would you be, what's your review of it?
It's good.
Okay, all right, cool, man. Anything else you want to say about it?
It's really good.
Okay. Thanks for your review, dude. We'll get, what's the next movie you're going to watch and give us a review on?
It's funny.
Oh, okay.
And good.
Okay.
Yeah. The animation style is really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Stop it. Stop saying it's good.
Like, not only the look of it, like
yeah.
The stylized uh-huh. look, but like the animation behind it as well was really
good.
Good. Acting was good.
Was it good? The acting was good.
It was written pretty good.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Was the trailers before it good or bad?
The trailer what?
The trailers before it.
No, oh, they were real bad. They were real bad, man. The Kid Who Would Be King as a movie that's coming out.
What is that?
It's fucking King Arthur's story about little children.
You know, we shouldn't make fun, honestly.
It's like Harry Potter.
We shouldn't make fun of any movies coming out in 2019.
Why?
Because everyone's going to phone it in because Disney is going to be uncompetable.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to see any movies with Disney movies this year.
Replicas is a movie that exists.
We're not going to see it.
It's with John Wick.
Not going to see it.
Keanu Reeves.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Bombed it real hard.
Yeah, why would we see that? Isn't that just Face Off again? Looked like Face Off to me. People love Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves is one of those people that people love on the internet, but no one actually supports him. You know?
John Wick made money.
It didn't make that much money.
It made enough money to have three of them made.
Well, yeah, but I feel like those are really low budget. One costume, one warehouse, different angles in the same warehouse. Change the lighting.
Maybe.
It's the warehouse from the right, lit in blue. Next scene is the same warehouse, but from the right, lit in green. Mm. You know, it's big budget movies.
Yeah, I see your methods.
I don't know. I never saw John Wick, so don't yell at
the
me, Chad.
The first
Chad,
one
okay?
was good. Second one was eh. Third one's probably going to be eh.
I mean, how
they're
many
all not good.
How many movies can you make?
There's some good ones, but it's not a good
I mean,
one.
How many John Wick movies can you make before they start to just be... John Wick movie.
I mean, yeah, I know. It's just a new Taken.
Right. But if you do it three times, it's kind of not a
it's
new Taken.
It's probably
take
the
anymore.
End of it, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, we're going to do something different. All right, cool. We'll watch it. We'll check it out. Oh, it's a sequel. They do the same. Yeah. Kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, yeah, the did second you, one's pretty different from the... Well, no, it's not.
Did you see the new Game of Thrones footage, man?
No.
You want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. Here we go. Here we go. This is a full HBO promo.
Excuse me. My bad. My nose, man.
This is the full HBO promo.
What?
For 2019.
I couldn't hear you over the snorting.
Yeah. It's the full HBO promo.
That's cool.
For 2019, and it includes some new Game of Thrones footage. You haven't seen this, really?
No.
Okay, here we go, man.
I didn't watch it for the show.
Yeah, right.
I think I saw a scene of,
you into True Detective, man?
No, I could give two shits.
Now, is this the comic Watchmen?
Yeah, it looks like it. Don't I just forgot? There's Rorschach.
This is a drug one, right?
This is the feeling I've been searching for my entire life.
Drugs.
Dude, give me some of those drugs, damn.
What happened that night?
This is Meryl Streep on TV. I don't know how they achieved that.
Veep is still on.
Yep.
Move the cat out.
Dragons, man.
Winterfell is yours, Your Grace.
What?
Oh!
That probably doesn't mean what it means.
What do you mean it doesn't mean what it means?
Okay, new theory.
Uh-huh.
Based on that.
Okay.
John's like, all right, you're my queen, obviously.
Right.
He submits. That's what happened. She gonna die.
You think, who, Khaleesi?
Yeah, Khaleesi gonna die.
No, Khaleesi ain't gonna die.
Khaleesi gonna die, and Jon's next in line, bro.
Khaleesi ain't gonna die.
Oh, she gonna die so hard.
Well, first of all, Jon is next in line.
Yeah.
Period.
He doesn't know it yet. Well, he should know it. He's
well,
back
that's the thing. Like, now, when that clip came out, people on the forum started to get really mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, showing this means one of two things. Because he's clearly, that happens in the first episode.
Yeah.
It's gotta happen. Almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that means almost immediately Bran can walk up and be like, hey, dude, you're the rightful king.
You fucked your aunt.
Well, that's Game of Thrones, though. But like,
you fucked your aunt, though. She's your aunt.
But people could also be like, and this is what makes people mad, they may wait till the very end for Bran to drop the bomb.
Oh, yeah, I know. And that
and
didn't
if
make
they,
any sense.
If they
Sam
do that, people
too.
Are going to be mad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what people
oh,
are worried
yeah.
about.
Fucking light that show on fire if that doesn't happen first episode.
Right. It's got to happen immediately. Mind. What's up, Smelling? How you doing? So I don't know,
you
man.
You know what? Now I'm losing fire for Game of Thrones.
What do you mean? It's closer than ever.
I know. I'm lost it. It's gone. They waited too long. I could give a shit less. They just make me... Anything they're gonna do, it's gonna make me mad.
I feel...
You're right. No, what you just said right there made me mad, and that's gonna be the whole entire
But
season.
It may not be.
No, it's gonna be... Nope. Nope.
I said this like 3 or 4 months ago. I'm not gonna do that, dude. You think you're clever. This isn't my first day on Twitch. Okay? And he broke cardinal rule number one. Don't make Twitch chat all about yourself! He's gone. Okay.
Also racist.
Yes, but you know, that happens occasionally. But sometimes people do it ironically, but they still want to be positive contributors to chat. And then some people go, like, I'm going to make a streamer read my name like a dunderhead. When the title of this is episode number 146.
Yeah, we haven't been doing this for
146
episodes. Yeah, no.
Please. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Like 3 months ago, I was like, I can't believe you're still into Game of Thrones because of how long they string you along. You're like, I'm into it! But I think you were in the middle of a rewatch. Is that the reason that you cared?
It might have been.
Rewatch it again!
I know. Well, we just got done watching Friends. Just finished that whole
okay.
entire
Okay. I show. Think probably one of the best things in the world that you could do is transition from Friends to Game of Thrones.
It's a pretty good transition, I'd say.
Oh my god,
ever watch
dude!
Hell on Wheels, man.
No, but I've heard good things about it.
Right? It's
all those AMC, like AMC and FX, they both have shows that I haven't seen one episode of,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of It's Always Sunny and Mad Men and Breaking Bad. That like,
you don't see? Yeah, no, it was perfectly blocking it.
You want me to do this? I do this when I sit in that chair.
Really?
Does that help?
Yeah, that helps.
Okay, I'll do it like that.
Cool.
Like. Justified, Sons of Anarchy,
God, Justified,
The Americans,
so
Atlanta, Halt and Catch Fire, Hell on Wheels. There's like a whole bunch of like cable shows on those two channels that are really critically acclaimed
mm-hmm.
that I've never watched an episode of.
Yep.
There's a lot of shows out
Walking
there, man.
Walking Dead's kind of repetitive.
Why? Let me. Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Why do you watch old shows when there's so many new shows?
'Cause fuck them new shows, man. Fuck them new shows.
What do you mean?
They suck.
But they don't.
They do.
I mean, they might.
Only,
I don't watch them either.
The only
show
I'm going to watch is Punisher Season 2.
Okay, I'm really excited for that. But you know it's going to get canceled, so I'm really not excited for it.
I'm fine with it, but...
People in the stupid Reddit, dude, they're all like, maybe it won't be because, you know, it's really good. And I'm like, are you serious? They're going to cancel Daredevil, but they're not going to cancel Punisher. Y'all are high.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's dead right now.
That's so sad.
They just already made it. Well, it could come back. It just is dead right now. Yeah. May also never come back.
But he's just such a good...
So is Daredevil. Do you watch Daredevil? Casting. The third season of Daredevil was really good.
I know, you've said that.
The second season, not great.
Yeah.
Third season, really good.
I think the second season is what,
right, it did that
watching.
To a lot of people, but the third season's really good. Hmm. And Punisher is probably the best one of them all. Easily, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you can't beat John Bernthal, man. I'm with that dude everywhere.
But see, now I want him to be in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be part of the problem.
I don't see how he's not, man.
Here's the
he's
thing.
He's a big fucking
name.
Well,
it's because Marvel TV and Marvel movies are different.
Yeah, but still, but like, actor quality
they're
wise,
not
like,
going to be now that Disney Plus is out, because they say that Kevin Feige is going to run Disney Plus Marvel TV. So that means the only things
left
are like...
they were going to throw the Defenders into Infinity War for like a hot second?
They said
that.
It's possible.
I heard that.
That's what those executives do. They're like, anything's possible, but they don't actually mean it,
that
you
makes
know?
Sense.
You know, but whatever, man. I don't know. I just... We're watching Patriot right now, which is an Amazon Prime original. It's really good.
Patriot,
yeah. I watched it like... I watched it... It came out February of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
No, 28. Yeah, 2017. Came out.
Turncoat.
Yeah, that's another AMC
that's
one.
That's the one I've
that's
seen.
Another AMC one. Mm-hmm. Patriot is modern days, all right? And it's about this CIA agent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's done in a non-cliche way where it's like espionage and stuff. It's not about that. It's about a guy. Well, his father's his handler, and it's like a family-style thing. And, like, he has to take a job in Milwaukee at a piping company, just some really generic, boring job, in order to access Luxembourg, because that's where Iran does all their banking. And so, basically, it's like him trying to be a piping expert and keep his job while also being a CIA agent, but he doesn't really want to be a CIA agent, because before this season starts, before the show starts, he gets... God, what's happening?
He gets real sad.
My throat was like, no more speaking. Okay.
Ow.
So before the show starts, he was tortured in his last mission.
Okay.
And so he's like really messed up. And so it's like, it's kind of depressing and kind of funny. So it's fresh is what it is. It's not like Jack Ryan where you know exactly what you're going to get with Jack Ryan the second you turn it on.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He doesn't care at all.
Me?
Tell me about your train TV show, man.
My train TV show? Oh, Hell on Wheels? Yeah, it's great, man. It's like Red Dead, except a TV show.
I doubt that.
It's very good.
Red Dead has very little to do with trains.
I mean, not really. You take over a lot of them.
No, you do like two trains in the whole thing.
Yeah, but you could take over any train, because there are trains in the game.
Do we have like a troll badge on today or something? I don't still want to deal with it. Anyway. Acid says, no, he's right. About what? Who's right about what? Have you ever seen What We Do in the Shadows?
No. What is that?
It's a TV show by the same people who made, oh God. Acid is yelling at the screen right now.
Made something. It's a damn movie.
I'm going to wait for her.
It's a damn movie.
I'm going to wait. She's just going to put it in chat because I'm not going to think of it. I know the guy, Jeremy Clement, is on an HBO show where they sang parody songs for a while.
What?
He plays the crab, the Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, God, no. Fuck that guy. I hate that guy.
It's free on Prime right now, and Acid keeps telling me I need to watch it. It's a movie, apparently. And
my shoulder hurts.
But I'm not going to, because Chris doesn't like comedies. So we're not, and I only watch stuff with her.
Yes, and also that dude sucks balls.
I liked him in Moana,
he's
dude.
The worst.
He was fine in Moana.
Who is he in Moana?
He's the guy who sings Shiny, the dancing crab.
Oh, gross. That was the worst part of that movie. That was the worst part of that movie.
Oh, man. Why are you so hateful?
God, because I have so much hate.
I don't know why you have so much hate. It's just, okay.
What were we talking about? Hell on Wheels.
We were trying to talk about it.
It's a good cowboy movie, man.
You keep saying that. It's good cowboy. We should not do a show today, clearly. We're dying.
I'm dying. Your voice is stopping. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
It's fine. We can power through. People are here. They're watching.
I guess.
My shoulder hurts.
I mean, I think we're offending them all one at a time.
Yes.
You know?
We're slowly burning down our audience.
Yes, like mm-hmm. Taylor, she's gone.
Yep.
You know? We won't forget what she did last week where she made us watch her trailer and then she said she was going to stay the whole show.
Bounced.
And then she left immediately in.
Like a crazy
she
person.
Got us acid. You know, she just left. We just burned her now because you just said Jesse Clement or whatever his name is the worst. So she's
What's
gone.
What's new, Colby? What's this
Well,
bullshit?
I think she was happy about a change for you and now you're back to being hateful.
What change?
I think you were excited about something.
When?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember anything.
I thought the new Colby was Chris being me in chat or in Discord.
Well, she was good at that. It was pretty easy to be you.
I mean, though. No shit. That's, yeah. I'm pretty basic.
Yeah, a lot of hate.
Yeah.
It's not even really it's not like usually be like, oh, he either likes it or he hates it. It's just hate. It's even basicer.
Oh, I did say that, didn't I? Well, that shows you how long that lasted.
Well, a sickness kind of got you.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of changes their worldview.
Yeah, if I can't, like, move without my nose leaking.
How many episodes of Friends are there?
It's about 22 and 10 seasons.
So you watch, like, 200 episodes of a TV show in, what, 2 months?
Oh, yeah, a month.
That's disgusting. And how's my intro coming along?
It's poor.
Is it?
It's poor. Right now, it's rated poor.
We're going to have it next Sunday,
There's
man?
Still a lot of black space.
We're going to have it next Sunday?
I thought it was 49. That's not 49.
Well, you guys, because you canceled the show.
Yeah, see.
Okay, so
now we can hit 50.
We're 146.
Now we
Sunday,
can hit 50. You're
Thursday's
welcome.
Thursday's 147. Sunday's 148. Yep. Thursday's 149. Okay, 150.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Like you got galaxy
I
brain, like you're figuring
that.
It out. Yeah, right,
I
dude.
I planned that. Yeah.
Did he really say that, Acid, that he was new Colby and he was going to find the good in everything? That does not sound like something you would say,
that's
dude.
That's probably something I said.
That is not something you said. There's no way.
Definitely sarcastic, but, you know, it was a very undertone of sarcasm.
Okay, man, here we got. Let's
a deep cut.
Let's start the show.
Sarcasm deep cut.
Let's start coasting because obviously our voices are failing
in,
So let's get to some topics.
Let's do it.
Okay, do you want to play with my new toy, or do you want to watch an alternate scene of The Office, talk about the legalizations of shrooms, see a study of Tom Cruise running in movies and the box office totals related to his running? Spoiler, the more he runs, the more money the movie makes, and we have proof. Okay, and then there's also a lot of random crap that we can get to.
Let's do that Tom Cruise.
You want to do the Tom Cruise one, man? Okay, so basically, math has determined that the more Tom Cruise runs, the better his movies are, the better they do. Okay? So, arguably, Tom Cruise running his ass off is the glue that holds the Mission Impossible franchise together, and now we have math to prove it. In celebration of the most recent edition of the franchise, Mission Impossible Fallout, Rotten Tomatoes has crunched the numbers to find out exactly how much the man has sprinted through his nearly four-decade-long career and whether his running has a net positive effect for him. Spoiler alert, Tom Cruise running sells more tickets than Forrest Gump could ever hope to. Our guy is sure to put a Fitbit record to shame. I hate writing, by the way. I hate it. Hey, what's up, Taco?
Yeah, did you
like,
see
just get to the facts.
The writer's name? It's Jesse Joho?
I did not. It's the same. That's the same name. It's the same name as the mountain.
Oh, pirate life for Jess.
Beautiful. The data shows that movie featuring Cruise running more than 1,000 feet have a higher tomato meter average. A huge 71% better than the movies in which he runs less than that, or not at all, and for the same movies that make money at the box office with an inflated international gross of $538 million. So Cruise has, so basically, Mission Impossible 3, he ran 3,212 feet. Mission Impossible Gross Protocol, 3,066 feet. War of the Worlds, Minority Report, The Firm, Edge of Tomorrow, Jack Reacher, The Mummy, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, and Vanilla Sky. It's really just an excuse to watch this video, right? Can we?
He's not running.
Is there no sound on this video? Unmute.
Ow!
Full screen is unavailable for this video. Okay. I mean, these are old, man. Taps. Where is he? Where's Tom Cruise even at? Is that him?
I think he's the one in the beret.
We're going to skip forward. Dude, he runs in, like, every movie he's in, dude. We're only up to the mid-90s. I just skipped 5 minutes in.
Arizona, the lead.
So much running.
Dude, he loves to run.
2010, we're 12 minutes, 13 minutes in now. Look at him run, dude. Taylor goes, who calculates all these things? Unpaid interns, I think, is the answer, right? Does it make you feel old that Ghost Protocol was in 2011?
Yes.
It does to me as well.
8 years ago.
I mean, he's literally, that was 10 seconds of him just running through a hallway. Look at all this running.
Something happened to him, man, because he looked old then. And it's 8 years later, and now he looks younger.
Dude, it's Scientology, man. This is him just running through a desert.
You ever saw Oblivion?
Yeah, it was pretty good, right?
It was all right.
I don't remember this much running through the desert.
Wait! Hey!
That's a spoiler, dude. That's a spoiler.
That is
spoiled the end of Oblivion.
That's a spoiler.
We're doing good, Taco. How are you doing, man?
What's up,
we're just enjoying. Okay, I'm going to show you this one.
What's
because
up, truck of tacos?
This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. Okay.
If Dwight was a psychopath.
This is the fire drill scene of The Office, but all the jokes taken out, and scary music put behind it.
People learn in lots of different ways, but experience is the best teacher.
What the fuck?
Oh my god!
Fire!
Oh! Oh!
Everybody stay calm!
Wait!
Calm down! Stay fucking calm! Everybody fucking calm down!
It's still funny, that's the problem.
Who does this?
I don't know. I mean, the editing's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, audio-wise, it's like a lame Cloverfield. Although, I like watching stuff like that because it's always funny to me the impact that editing has on a clip. You know, like
that's ridiculous.
I also like how the scary music is the music from the Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
like, that's just the Winter Soldier's theme. That's all that is. Like, it's not like, you know, the Exorcist or, you know,
Exorcist music isn't even scary, man. It's
no,
just
it isn't. I was trying to think of something modern, but I can't because I'm stuck in 1945.
Yeah, I was just making a separate point.
Yeah.
That Exorcist music, not even scary. Also, the Exorcist, not even scary.
Well, it's old, dude. Yeah. It's hard to scare people when your effects are big plaster dummies. You know, it's just harder to do stuff. You know, that's all I'll say. How's your eye?
It feels weird.
Maybe because you're jiggling your eyelash.
I mean, that does feel weird.
Yeah, don't do that.
Instead of itching it.
It's probably not good for you.
It's how I itch it without itching it.
It's probably not good for you.
Fuck off.
Okay, all right.
Fuck off.
Sorry.
Fuck off.
I'm sorry, man. What do you think about this one? Psychedelic mushrooms are going to be decriminalized in Denver.
What?
Denver, Colorado could be the first U.S. city to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms after a campaign garnered enough signatures to put a magic mushroom measure on the ballot for municipal elections in May. Kevin Matthews, campaign director for Denver for psilocybin. How do you say that, man? Psilocybin?
Psilocybin?
Psilocybin? Okay, probably. Let's go with that. That sounds right. That sounds right. Told local news outlet NBC9 that more than 8,000 people have signed off on advancing the measure, which needed 4,279 signatures to proceed. The city's elections office has 25 days to verify the signature's legitimacy. The measure, containing language based on a 2007 effort that decriminalized recreational marijuana in Denver, would not legalize hallucinogenic mushroom, but which contain, there you go, people put it in chat, psilocybin, okay, as an active ingredient. The ordinance would, however, make the use and possession of psilocybin by people over age 21 the city's lowest law enforcement priority. So it's basically decriminalizing it. It's not making it legal.
But you're not going to go to jail.
But no one's going to care. Right. Right. Magic mushrooms are currently classified as a Schedule 1 drug, a category that the federal government uses for substances that have no medical benefit. Heroin and ecstasy are both considered Schedule 1 drugs. The Denver measure would not change the drug's classification. It would impact how the city's official view. Psilocybin, guys, I'm so happy you put that in chat because I have to look at it every time. Related to if the measure passes. In addition, the ordinance would form a review panel of two city council members and other residents to examine the impact of adopting the measures. For Matthews, decriminalizing psychedelic mushrooms is personal. He said that it helps him with depression. An effort to change the laws around hallucinogenic mushrooms is also underway in Oregon, but it goes a step further towards legalization. Secretary of State has approved language for about an issue that could make psychedelic mushrooms legal in 2020 in Oregon if the measure passes. State would allow hallucinogenic mushrooms to be manufactured for medical use under a license. What do you think, man?
I thought it was going to be like legalized, and you're just going to walk into a weed store and be like, hey, here's some bud, and you also want some shrooms.
Well, you've done shrooms, right?
Allegedly.
But you didn't like it, did you?
It depends.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends.
Thanks, man!
It just, you gotta be in the right mindset, you gotta be in the right situation. If you got shit to do, terrible decision.
Isn't that the same with all mind-altering substances? Nah. I got some stuff to do, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna drink a bottle of Jack. Like, that. It's the same type of idea.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't be taking shrooms and then go out to a bar.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
So it's a different type of drug.
Yes, I would be in a safe space where no one's gonna fuck with me, and that I can just relax all day. Also, yeah, many people can get stoned and do things.
Okay, well, I don't get stoned.
Well,
right,
you're just a fucking peace popper, fucking bullshit ass.
I don't know what you called me, but I'm offended by it. Okay, peace popper, you're a peace popper. He's a popper.
I don't. There's a word that I can't
peace
think
popper,
of that,
huh?
I was going with, but that's what came out.
Taco, is weed legal where you live? I feel like if there's a lot of trees, you get legalized weed. You know? Like, I feel like the less trees there are, the more legalized it is. Prove me wrong.
Nevada has no trees. It's legalized there.
Well, yeah, but Nevada, like, murder's legal, I think, half the time. So, yeah, it is. See? Prison point, you know?
What?
A lot of trees. It's legal there. Mm. Hey?
Massachusetts has a lot of trees.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it has a lot of trees. I think of bays.
Dude, they got forests there, bitch.
Colorado doesn't have a lot of trees. Colorado has a ton of trees. It's huge forests in Colorado. Rational, you live there. So you're saying Florida has more trees than Colorado? Did you
if
guys
you're
ever
in the mountains?
Did
there's
you guys,
a lot of trees.
I feel like they never went east of the Rockies, where it's all trees.
Yeah, it's a lot of trees in the mountains. If you're in Denver, not a lot of trees. But.
Right. Well, they lived, I think, in Colorado Springs. Not a ton of trees.
Also, yeah, complete all of East Colorado.
Right.
No trees.
Well, East Colorado is Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tons of trees.
Yeah.
Lots of trees.
Lots of trees in the mountains.
Yeah, you're not gonna get it from us, Irrational.
You're not gonna get it.
Not gonna get it. Florida has no trees.
Yeah, no. That's
I don't think trees
land.
In Florida. There's Taylor says they have lots lands. Of trees. Super illegal. That's true.
We got trees here. It's legal here.
It's not legal here.
It's illegal here.
Oh, I thought you said it was legal here. And I was like, what? I missed something?
No.
We don't have that many trees, though.
We don't.
No.
It's Kansas flatland. Piece of
You all are crazy. Got her.
Y'all are crazy.
Got her.
You all. You group of people are crazy.
I've been got. Yep, got her. See, she knows it. She knows she can't because I used logic.
I don't
repeated
know anyone
exactly
that
what
would
said
say Colorado doesn't have trees.
Well, now we can't say that because now we do.
Right
now we know someone. Yeah, I noticed amazing. Wren is very quiet.
Hey, I got
right
a
now.
Haircut. Did you notice that?
No, why would I notice?
Nobody noticed that.
Apparently people here are nice to you today, man.
I got a really bad haircut.
Maniche didn't put anything in there.
Like, look at whatever is happening, like, right here. What is this? It's, like, thick right here, thin over here, thin right here, real thick right here.
Like that?
Just like that. I'd prefer to have that haircut right now.
They're all right, but they got rules like owning a Mogwai. Oh, he's making a Gremlins reference. Yeah. I thought he had to actually own something called a Mogwai that I was not hip enough to know what it meant.
Nope.
I'm glad I caught on.
You just got to relax, have a nice chill area where you're not around a lot of people.
Right. Okay.
Being around people, it makes you real stuff.
Would you want to go out into the trees and do it?
Oh, yeah, that'd
yeah,
be cool.
And I feel like, you know, because Colorado has trees, despite what the fake news propaganda say.
I mean, unless I ran into
a
goddamn snake, then I'd shit my pants.
I don't think you're going to run into snakes, but you might run into a bear. Actually, any animal might be scary on shrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from what all I know is what I see in movies, which, granted, are exaggerations, okay? But, like, if you were out in the mountains and you ran into a mountain goat,
I've never
what would
had
happen
to deal
if you
with
were on
animals
shrooms?
On shrooms. I've never have. Mm-mm.
No trees in Colorado out of all the places I've lived, and I hug trees on a daily basis. I know. I can't wait for my honeymoon. I'm just going to take pictures of trees the whole time I'm there. Be like, look at all these trees.
I want to go to Taco's Treehouse, man. Dude, do you own a taco truck?
I think he used to.
Taco Treehouse.
I think he used to.
Did I tell you about the taco
hey,
truck?
All trees are beautiful, acid. How dare you? I got mail from trees. I speak for the trees. Irrational is the Lorax, yeah.
I'm lost.
Dude, is there anything better you can think of than going and doing magic mushrooms in Taco's Treehouse?
No.
In a forest?
No, that sounds great.
You should move there. Just do that.
Where's he at? What?
Maine.
Maine.
Yeah.
That's
cold like,
up there.
It's like Colorado, but far away.
It's really cold
and,
up there.
Yeah, and colder. Mm. Less people. That's what you like, man.
I don't like that.
Northwest Territories.
I don't like that. Isn't that where Bernie Sanders is?
That's no, Vermont.
Vermont, that's right.
It's all the same kind of place,
yeah,
though.
It's pretty close up there, right?
Same place.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything north of Massachusetts for me that I can think of.
I mean, that's literally Vermont, New Hampshire, and
Maine.
Yeah. That's it, right?
Is that it?
I think that's
you
it.
Sure? There's yeah. not another one in there?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
I don't know if there's another one in there.
Because is it?
Where's
yeah.
Delaware?
Next to Massachusetts, right?
Where's Rhode Island?
Underneath Massachusetts.
No.
Next to Connecticut.
No. Yeah. Where's Connecticut?
Underneath New York.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Pull up a map.
This is the stupidest show we've
yeah,
ever done.
Yeah, Britt was like, the other day, she was like, had some challenge. It was like, name all 50 states or you get kicked in the butt or something. I don't remember what it was. It was from some TV show, but I was like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, here you go, right here. Okay. Here's Massachusetts.
Yeah, see, it's not okay. below New York.
Rhode Island. Connecticut. Well, it's below New York.
No.
It's, you know what I mean.
North, like, upper New York, upstate New York, doesn't count.
That's most of New York.
I know, but it doesn't count.
That's where acid lives.
Yeah, but it doesn't count.
Okay. Well, anyway, here's Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. That's all that's above it.
Oh, okay.
So I was right about that. Connecticut and Rhode Island underneath. I don't know where Delaware is. It's down here. What's Delaware doing down there?
I don't know.
That's a stupid place for Delaware.
New Jersey's actually really small, too.
Well, yeah, but it's all like New... It's New York, right? It's bad New York?
It's bad New York,
That's
yeah.
bad New York. Well, so Pennsylvania's right there. I mean, what's Delaware doing down there?
I don't know, man.
I feel like Delaware and Maryland should just go away. I feel like they should just be Virginia.
Well, yeah, Washington is not in Maryland, technically, so it's its own thing.
I don't know, man. I feel like if someone just took scissors and just, you know, like clipped, you know, just right here along this highway.
Yeah, that would take away a lot of terrible people.
And this stuff just went away into the sea.
Yeah.
I feel like America would be a better place, right? Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, we could keep Philadelphia and the cheesesteaks, you know. But is anyone really going to miss New Jersey or Delaware?
No.
I don't feel like they are, right?
Nope. Not me.
Name one good thing in New Jersey or Delaware, chat. I bet you can't do it.
Delaware, raw
I mean, Delaware, isn't Delaware the only thing it does is that Delaware is like where all the corporations get founded because they have like some weird tax laws there? Like all of them are incorporated in Delaware. Taco Truck's brother is there. He can move, all right? One person's not worth saving an entire state.
Delaware crab, fish stick, seahorses? I don't know.
I bet there's some kind of good food somewhere in at least one of those states. I'm not sure there is.
New Jersey pineapples? I think that's a thing.
Delaware donuts? I'm just doing it based on name.
Delaware.
Maryland and Delaware have soft shell crab?
Yeah, but crab you can get anywhere on the coast.
Yeah, and I feel like getting rid of Delaware and New Jersey, just like chunking those tumors off, I feel like there's still going to be crab. It might even be more crab.
If you get rid of Pennsylvania, that takes away some cheesesteaks. You know, like that's a very specific place where those exist. New York pizza.
Right, I'm talking about like Maryland can honestly stay. I'm talking about like right here along this road. Just these two hunks of land.
Chunk those hunks.
You know, just
right
get just like scalpel them. Just right off. And I think the crab would still stay. I mean, Baltimore's still there, right?
Oh, yeah, Maryland. Yeah, Baltimore's still there. It would just become their thing.
Like, I'm telling you, right here, like, we just cut this off. Right here, chop this off. This one floats into the sea. Okay? And then we just kind of chop right down this Philadelphia River. Wait, so is Delaware just Philadelphia? No, that's New Jersey. So really, we're just proposing to get rid of Delaware, because I don't think we can get rid of New Jersey without getting rid of Philadelphia.
No, just cut it. Philadelphia becomes Coast City.
So just right here at this river?
Yeah.
So we just chop right here, just keep this going. Elkton gets to live, Newcastle does not. You know, just cut right through here.
Right.
Chop that off, follow the river, and just cut right through. We can cut into Trenton, get rid of it, right through Princeton, and right up through here.
Yep.
And then this just floats out to the sea.
Right.
And it's gone. I think we solved a lot of problems today. We don't need those. What are they doing on there?
How many people do you think live in those areas?
Oh, a lot, I bet.
Like millions?
Well, they got to be. I think they only exist for commuters, right? Like how many people live in Delaware and then commute to Washington, D.C.? How far is this? No, I don't want to do that. Where's the measure? Measure distance. So how far is it from like... from, like, here to here. Like 100 miles? That's pretty far.
It's an hour?
Yeah.
Hour and a half drive.
Well, probably with traffic, it's even worse. But, like, look at all this. Look at all this crap. Like, there's just nothing in here. Like, if you... I don't know. I guess I never understood how close Philadelphia was to New Jersey. Like, I just always thought New Jersey was a New York suburb.
That's probably why Philadelphia is just the shittiest place in the world.
Yeah, because it's basically New Jersey.
It's New Jerseyans mixed with Philadelphia.
Is Philadelphia where Benjamin Franklin is from?
Yeah, right.
So even Benjamin Franklin, like, walked...
That's the Liberty Bell, isn't
it? So he walked through New Jersey, and he's like, this is where I'm going to build it. He passed up coastline, and he's like, I'm going to build it here, because I don't want to be in future New Jersey. Like, that's what happened, right? History books will show.
Wasn't New Jersey, like, called York? And then they made New York?
Wasn't that
a thing?
I don't know. So are you telling me...
It was based off of the English king or something like that?
So are you telling me that people who founded New York looked back at New Jersey and go, the only thing good about that place is its name? And then they changed... New York to be New York, okay? Because they didn't want it. They wanted it to be the better New Jersey. And then they looked back like, New York's pretty great. Now York is, like, pooping on its reputation. We got to change its name, so let's call it New Jersey. So people think it's nice and new, but really it's still the same industrial, you know, crap hole that it was when Benjamin Franklin passed on, right?
We're really bad at
this history. Is deleting my entire U.S. history brain. It's replacing it with facts. Taco, no, stay irrational. Woke. Hashtag
I
stay
think
woke.
It was King York was the king of England at one time when it was getting founded.
Well, isn't York a place in England?
Well, maybe.
Like, that's what Irrational is saying. The first York is in England.
It probably is because, there was a king named York and he named a place after him, probably because kings are dicks like that.
I don't think there was ever a King York, man.
Google it.
We got King George, King Charles, King Henry. There's no King York.
I'm telling you there was a King York.
There's no King York.
Duke.
What's
of
up,
York.
Hidden? It's hard to explain what we're talking about because we're just kind of being dumb.
Yeah, we're really being dumb.
Yeah, we're really stupid. So.
Really being dumb.
House of York. King Edward was from the. He was the first Yorkist king of England.
No, that's not right.
Well, that's what shows up. So that's it.
That's not
anything right. Here named New is originally English, except like New Mexico, obviously. Okay. I mean, that makes sense. Because old would be England where they came from. I still think we're right, though, about Benjamin Franklin being like, I'm not living in New Jersey, and he set up in Philadelphia.
I don't know if
that's as close right. as legally capable to New Jersey, but still without being a New Jersey citizen.
I don't know if that's right, man.
I don't know enough about maps to refute it.
I don't know.
But
about
I do think
history.
It's right. I do think it's right.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Is our
about...
history lesson boring?
Yeah,
man.
This is how I felt in history class. I slept through every single one of them.
It's clear that we both did, so.
Yeah.
It's clear that we both did.
Yeah.
I still think we should just get rid of Delaware. No, chat couldn't tell me one thing about it except that my brother lived there, which... Not enough.
Google Delaware. Let's find out some stuff about the state that we're trying to kill, man. I want to know about Delaware.
All right, man. Let's get up.
It's okay. Export.
All right, here we go, man. Delaware. What, 50 states, United States? Mid-Atlantic. It's bordered to the south by Maryland, north by Pennsylvania, east by New Jersey, and the Atlantic Ocean.
Time
takes its name from
learn.
Thomas West, 3rd Baron de la War. Delaware. That's enough right there for me to get rid of it.
Yep.
Good An point. English nobleman and Virginia's first colonial governor. All right, let's keep going down. Let's just...
Hey.
What?
Go, yeah, that area.
The facts?
Quick facts, yeah, man.
Okay. So it's the 49th largest state, so that means only Rhode Island is smaller.
Yep.
Okay. Ben Franklin's from Massachusetts. Philly is just the first U.S. capital. Okay, well, point stands true that he avoided New Jersey.
True. This tells me nothing.
Okay. It's ranked 45th in population, so we would be culling 691,938 people because we're letting Taco's brother live.
Mm.
Okay, so but the rest of them out to the sea. They're not going to die. They just got to figure out a way to get Delaware to England. You know,
they can grow things.
They'll be fine. There's, you know, it'll float, right? Median income, household income is $57,000. See, they all rich over there too. See, I don't want to deal with those rich people.
They're rich.
Rich people, get them out of here. Its highest point is 447. Its mean is 60 feet. Its lowest point is the Atlantic Ocean at sea level. Before statehood, it was Delaware Colony, New Netherland, New Sweden.
Right.
I do like Sweden.
I don't give a shit about Delaware anymore.
You're done?
Yeah, I'm done. What else do we got here?
That's man? Enough facts. Oh, you're completely done.
Yeah, what else do we got?
I thought you meant like you were on board now with getting
no.
rid of Delaware,
well,
but you're
I am,
literally
but
just...
Yeah, just move on. Next topic.
Just move on? Okay.
Just move on.
I want to play with my toy, man.
All right. What's your toy?
Can I play with my toy?
Yes. I want to see what this toy is.
So, back in the Seth and Brian days, and also and during our first show, we used to have this program called Jazzler.
Uh-huh.
You remember Jazzler?
Yes.
So it turns out Jazzler still exists. Okay, I've been looking for a way to play sound effects and music beds and stuff on the show as we get more formatted and
That's
stuff.
That's not your iPad?
Well, here's the thing, okay? My iPad has one volume.
Uh-huh.
So if I wanted to, like, play a music bed, mm-hmm. okay, I would have to literally click the button on the iPad to turn it down like some type of gorilla. Okay, and then if I played, like, a sound effect, I would have to tap it back up because I want it to be loud.
First world problems there, man.
Okay, so what I did is apparently Jazzler is $1.99, okay?
Okay.
And I bought it.
Okay.
With a gift card.
Perfect.
This is a tablet app, just a quick side note.
Uh-huh.
It works on Windows tablets. That's what it's built for. But Windows also runs tablet apps, which I think is really cool, and Apple sucks. Just want to put that
Apple
out there.
Apple does suck, yes.
Like, I just, like, I literally right. just downloaded it, and it just
Shut
runs
up, Manuche.
You know? Terrible name. It is terrible. I was going to try to argue with mine, and then I realized...
Jazzler, man?
Why would I fight with him? It's a stupid name.
Dude,
it is
a
stupid.
Great name. It's
okay.
Better than Duo.
So what they did is they have an entire rack... of sound effects pre-installed.
Oh.
So I figured what we'd do is we'd just kind of walk through them and, you know, like...
Sure.
We see what we want to keep, what we don't want to keep, and...
All right.
You know?
Armand Van Helden?
Yeah, I haven't listened to a lot of these. That was one that caught my eye as well. Should we try that one out?
No, let's go for it.
Okay.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? It's Armand Van Helden, and you listen to KISS FM. What's up, baby?
Who's that? Who's Amon Van Helden?
We are keeping that one.
You want to keep that one? Okay.
We are keeping that one. What's up, baby?
We'll keep Amon Van Helden.
Oh, my God.
We gotta Google it, right?
Who the fuck is that, dude?
We got to Google Amon Van Helden. Chad, does anyone know?
American DJ? What?
He's an American DJ, record producer, remixer, and songwriter from Boston. He's one of the many proponents of the speed garage genre, remixing various artists such as Katy Perry, Daft Punk, Britney Spears, Enrique Iglesias, David Guetta, Sam Smith, Block Party, Janet Jackson, Julia Roberts? Julia Roberts?
I don't know.
And KRS-One and Sneaker Pimps. Two of these people don't belong. And they're Sneaker Pimps and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Dude, how are we so out of touch?
I don't know.
Does anyone in chat know Armin Van Helsing? Anyone?
Van Helsing.
Whatever his name is, anyone know him? I don't think so, right?
I will kill Van Helsing.
Clearly
I
not.
Will slay him.
Good reference. Okay. All right, so we're going to keep Armand Van Helden.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? What's up? It's Armand Van Helden, and you listen to Kiss FM.
It sounds
what's
like,
up, baby?
It sounds like he is.
What's up,
he's
baby?
Not awake to record that, right?
What's up, baby?
Yo, yo, yo. It's Armand Van Helden.
Hey.
Hey, Sam. How you doing, man? Good
hey,
to see
what's
you.
What's up, baby?
All right, which one you want to try next?
Dude, just go.
Anything catch your eyes?
Check it.
Okay, let's just start up here, then. We'll do the jingle for Call Now.
Call Now.
Should we keep that one, dude?
No, because we don't get calls.
Well, we could use it. Maybe if we had a snappy jingle, you know?
Call now. Call now.
I mean, we don't do calls at all. We do Discord if we do anything,
yeah.
Which we don't ever. New England's got a massive lead. Brit will be happy.
Hell yeah.
Bed traffic? That's going to be music that plays under a traffic report. You want to do that one next, Acid? Here we go. Yo, this is Snape, and I'm here to tell you about the traffic out there on the 401.
Did you say Snape?
Snake.
You're Snake. Ah, this is Snake, your Slytherin psychopath here on the ones and twos.
We gotta start it up.
Can I tell you about this traffic that's happening
right now? Let's start it back. Let's do it.
There is a big, massive
clash. We gotta do it legit.
All right, go. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Snake, your Slytherin psychopath friend from the south side. Let me tell you about what's going on in these ones and twos traffic lanes. Back up on Sicily. You gotta back up. There's a little accident. Somebody slid into the side lane where they collapsed into sanity and then ran into a sweet pole.
Dead air. You gotta wrap
Sorry,
it up, man.
Sorry, everybody. I had to sneeze out of my nostrils right now. We you're good for traffic now. Let's get back to the news. All right, here we go. Slither and Snake.
So, get rid of that one, maybe?
Yeah.
Let's not have that one.
You don't want to do a traffic report every once in a while, man?
Okay, man.
Not
right.
Me. Don't give it to me. How Clearly, do, from that.
Is there is
me.
There a way to, like, fade it out? Because, like, it just ends.
Whew.
Like, why is there no fade on click?
I don't know.
Like, are you telling me that we have to have a minute's worth of traffic? No radio station in the world is going to have a minute of traffic.
I have no idea.
This is literally how Wichita traffics go. Are you ready for this? This is a true story. All right, I'll do this one, okay? I'll do this one. Here we go. Hey, everybody. You're listening to KFDI Hot Country. We got some traffic reports for you. Here we go.
That's very accurate.
And then they play country music. That is literally what it sounds like. You might think I'm exaggerating for the purpose of laughter. That is literally what KFDI traffic reports sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Bed phones?
Let's do it.
It didn't play.
Let's go to the phones! Caller, you're on with DJ Gibraltar!
Hey, DJ DeBralter, I just want to say, man, you're doing a fantastic job on this radio. I love the name, honestly. Like, you just got me with that.
Tucker, straight. You are talking way too much.
I love you, Dad. Don't turn me off.
There you go, Sam. That's a year worth of subs to Z-Swigs. Oh, was that your face?
Yeah.
I'm it. That worked perfect. There we go. Okay. Bed guitar. Now, this is just going to be a general one, right?
I think, right?
Okay, here we go.
Today, on the local news, with your host, Overalls.
Overalls?
Overalls.
Hey, yeah, this is Overalls here. We had a couple that, it was brother, sister, married wife suckers, and they just kept sucking each other back and forth until they died.
Nope, let's go ahead and just stop that one right there where it ends, okay? Let's go ahead and just stop that one. Oni, you can send us whatever you want, okay? But if it's if it's gross, send it to Colby and not to me. Thank you. Okay. So we got like a lot of, can I send you food or we're going to get stopped at customs? You can send me food. I've gotten food before from Argentina. Of course, I don't know how UK is. Don't know. Okay, so all these sweepers and vocal shouts, they're just going to be literal like quick little hitters. So which one, like, should we just start here?
Yeah.
Turning up the music for power.
Power.
Should we keep that one right there?
We never play music. Unless it's Lil Jon.
Turning up the music for power.
Yeah! All I really want for Christmas. All I really want for Christmas.
Like that? Is that?
That was perfect.
That's perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll just do that? Okay. Why does Colby need to have the gross stuff? Because I don't want it.
Never sounded better.
Where's vocal It's Friday? You see that one anywhere?
It's
right down here.
It's Friday!
Oh, God. That just makes me hate radio. Because you know there's some radio station that likes that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay. It never sounded better?
It's never sounded better.
Your radio never sounded better.
That is not what I expected.
Let's keep that one.
Your
That's a good
radio
one.
Has never sounded better.
How about this one?
Can I skip the tea and crumpets, please?
Wait, does this just say better?
Better.
That's all it says.
Better. Your radio never sounded better.
Better. Better. Better. Better. Better. Better.
You make me feel so good.
Jesus Christ. You just get hot? You just get a little hot in here?
No, dude. I gotta take off my pants. They're restricting.
Good.
Oh, dang.
Just...
It's showtime.
Fuck. That one we're keeping.
We're going to listen to that right before the show.
Yep.
Every time, you know?
Play that beat! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wait for it.
That was completely unnecessary, but a lot of fun to watch.
It should have just cut off after unnecessary.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait for it.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? It's Amon Van Helden, and you listen to Kiss FM. What's up, baby?
It's Friday!
Dude, is that Looney Tunes closing? That's all, motherfuckers.
I mean, I feel like that's copyrighted, right?
Yeah, right.
This is just regular music.
Yeah. This is the Seth and Colby Show, featuring topics chosen by you. Twitch chat, live every Thursday and Sunday on KTRD. Yo, yo, you like hip-hop beats, and this is not the place for you because we only talk about stuff old people like getting rid of Delaware completely from the United States, Googling the real
snakes. Lots of snakes.
And now we're going to throw it over to Mr.
The hot snakes. Give me the hot snakes.
It's really annoying to me that there is there's two seconds of silence. Like, how are you supposed to talk it up?
How are you supposed to time it right?
That doesn't work.
God damn.
The Pop FM.
FM.
The Pop FM.
Yeah! All I really want for Christmas. All I really want for Christmas. All I really want, really.
It works for every situation, really. I mean, it, truly, it does. You know, you just throw that in there.
Yeah!
Works for everything, yeah.
Pop FM.
Here we go!
This is Pop.
The Pop.
You're kidding me!
Yeah! All I really want, really want for Christmas.
It works for everything, dude. It works for everything. Yeah, those suck.
Yeah, those are bad.
There's not any of those I really want to keep besides this one.
It's Friday!
Which we can't ever play because we don't do a show on a Friday. I want It's Showtime. That one was a good one.
It's Showtime.
So stupid.
It starts off real bad. Like, obviously,
it's
that's
all
just
bad.
A
it's
real
just bad.
Out. But then you get the showtime.
There's more jingles in here, too. You know?
All new.
Pop music.
You guys are the greatest.
And much more.
Oh. The Pop FM.
It's really not much more than pop music, you know.
What's that?
98.6.
Can you believe this guy? 1990?
The biggest tunes are here.
The biggest tunes are here.
What's that?
Pop FM.
That was made in 1990.
What's that?
What's that? You remember that Bud Light commercial from 1992?
The biggest tunes are here.
Are you okay?
What's that joke?
The nation's greatest hit music
okay?
station.
Pop FM.
This is killing me.
Jesus.
The Kiss FM guarantee. No crap songs. Got it?
Yes!
Good. Now, back to the music.
Back to the music.
Yeah! All I really want for Christmas. All I really want for Christmas.
Bitch.
This is Kiss. We've got you.
Come down to XY. It's your local gay bar where you can get down with the singles in your area.
You know there's radio stations out there using these.
You could get fucked up.
You know?
Up.
So, Amon, we don't know, Oni. We Googled him. Apparently he's a DJ who has mixed Julia Roberts. So that's all we know, Oni. That's all we know. Okay, so we have one more in here. There's nothing under the camera. We got music theme 1 and music theme 2. And that's all that's under the camera.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, we also got this one that's just called Lots of Stuff.
Holy fuck. You like that? It's a bird.
That's what I'm going to keep that one. Keep that one. Yeah, we'll keep that one too. That one's... I've got better horse sound effects. That's the thing.
What's a cuckoo?
I'm guessing it's a clock? Nope. Okay, why is there just a herd of sheep? We get individual animals up till now, and then we get a whole herd of sheep just all over the place.
Clap, man.
Do we need 4 of them?
No.
Each one gets a little more excited. That's what's happening, right? Except that one, which... This one sounds like they're forcing people.
Dude, theme sad violin, man.
Hey, we gotta get there.
You going in a row?
This doesn't sound that...
Maniche. Really needs a flower to eat.
Exactly. It doesn't sound sad to me. It sounds romantic.
This is my nature. When I am looking for the best produce in the grocery store, I find it is best to always be hands-on and squeeze your cucumber as hard as you possibly can. There is absolutely... Why doesn't it loop? It lies. Let's do it again. What is the loop button? This says loop, no? Oh, it does, yeah. Yes, it does, but it does not loop. Meniche was debated. Oni, we will see you later. I know, because you will see Meniche in your dreams tonight. Whether you want him there or not, they call Meniche the Dream Specter. Because he's always in your dreams. Whether you want him there or not, like a specter, like a little child, climbing in and out of your wardrobe when the lights are off in the middle of the night, making some type of strange noise. But I digress.
Meniche is giving you thoughts and opinions on produce in the grocery store. Like how to properly grip and inspect a carrot, a cucumber, or celery. So crisp that when it snaps, your neighbors will feel it in their loins.
You got anything else there?
Meniche out.
That was something, man.
Do lots of small children climb in and out of wardrobes in the middle of the night? Like, that's a normal thing? Have you ever seen a ghost movie? I feel like there's lots of children climbing
there
in.
There are a lot. That makes sense.
So they, all right, what next? We'll keep that one. That one's good. I'm going to rename it, though, to sexy violin music. Yeah, like, that is, you know what? I'm going to take it right now, and I'm just going to rename this.
Meniche.
Meniche's theme right here, dude. Here we go. Meniche's theme. Okay. That's done. All right, show production done. Okay, themes, wedding march. I don't know what I expected. It's the wedding march.
Yeah, you gonna walk down the aisle to the wedding march?
Maybe? No, she's walking down the aisle to a song she really likes by some guy she really likes.
Okay.
What do you think themes foxes?
I don't know.
We should have known that.
Okay, that was what I did, and then it did it for me.
Why was that in there?
I don't know.
Right. This reminds me of. This just reminds me of. Like, I would play this when we were talking to Matthew. That's what this reminds me of. This is the type of stuff that we don't do anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ren.
This is for you, Ren. Happy birthday to you, you old so and so. All right, this one is called Electro Laser Bash. Okay, I was like, I don't know, expecting a little bit more, I guess? A little let down?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, Ren, Rennie's back, guys!
Happy birthday!
You know that theme's actually...
Excuse me, Meniche is talking.
You know, Meniche, that clip is actually very copyrighted.
No, happy birthday is now in the public domain.
No, it definitely was copyrighted for the longest time.
It was, but it no longer is. Okay. Meniche is not afraid of lawyers. Especially female lawyers, who he will seduce, the longer the zipper. Meniche is all the quicker.
It's like, where the fuck are you going with that, man? The longer the zipper. Longer the zipper, Meniche is the quicker.
Oh my god, dude, this is easily the dumbest show we've ever done.
I will seduce the women the longer the zipper.
Jesus Christ. And Meniche in real life is never actually here when I do these, which
no,
is the
right?
best part. Okay.
Yeah.
I was originally going to play that to talk to Ren as Meniche, but then it devolved into something else. So we'll just continue down our laser sound effect. Ba-da-da-da-da. I've used a lot of stuff like this. This stuff I use, like, in the background a lot. We're going to keep that one, too. You just never know. You know, we tell a bad joke. You know, just let them, you know, just let them know. Okay, small horn. Wow, some left-right stuff there, man. That's their buzzer? That sounds like a duck call. That is atrocious.
Very big duck call, yeah.
Drums. drum roll's good. That's better than my current drum roll.
Minichi.
So really, all we got out of this. So we got this one.
You make me feel so good.
So I'm going to play that one every time someone sucks.
There you go.
Which, you like this one?
It's showtime.
Like, we like that one, right?
Yeah.
And this one.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? It's Amon Van Helden, and you listen to Kiss FM. What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? I know. Is there anything else we liked?
From that one?
Yeah, I don't think there was, right?
No.
We can get rid of most of these.
It's Friday.
Call now.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? It's Amon Van Helden, and you listen to Kiss FM. What's up, baby?
What the fuck was that?
I thought of something, but I can't say it, so then I had to stop. Play all of them? I don't think you can.
Your radio never sounded better. 3.
Yep, I broke it.
Play that beat!
It just went to the second thing. That's all it did.
There are only two?
Well, I can have up to 5, but those are all empty.
Okay.
I'm going to fill these up with our own sound effects, see? So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Why is this one so small?
I don't know.
Like, I want... So I'm going to spend a good deal of time over the next week filling this thing up with sound effects that we can play during the show, you know? And I'm just going to have it just happen, you know, drop them in, you know?
Yeah.
You know, oh, guys, it is now 4:31 p.m. Eastern Time.
Time for 7 Colby Time Saver Traffic right now at every 30 minutes at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, the side of every hour, the left of every hour. Looks outside, traffic is light.
We'll just do that. Just want to do that every...
It's light.
Just every hour. We could be different, you know?
With a very long song.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's time for 7 Colby Time Saver Traffic Encore Edition. Happened at the top, the bottom, and the sides of every hour. On the hour, on the bottom of the hour, and on the sides of the hour. Every hour, on the hour. I'm in a loop, and I can't get out. Let me check traffic real quick for you. Let's see how it is outside. Heavy.
Yeah, that's
perfect, right?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty all people perfect. Need to know.
That's all I need to know.
People need to know. We could look up traffic for random locations, mm-hmm. You know, we could get like...
Would one of these work for trying to sell Ball and Hobo's truck?
Oh, absolutely, right?
Listen up. My name's Jim, and I'm here to sell you a truck that you will never believe you actually got because of the deal.
Good. You make me feel so good.
Yeah. Listen. This deal is so good, you will literally poop out excellence.
Your radio never sounded better.
This 2010, I don't know the details.
Make them up. This 2022 truck from the future.
This future truck will take you into the future of luxury with its Dodge Ram Hemi engine. It's battery that probably works great.
Yeah.
And it has, get ready, not
one,
not
two,
not three,
three,
but four tires for you right now. Oh, that's right. Hold your applause. Get ready to buy Ballin' Hobo's truck. We've got a caller on the line right now who wants to talk about Ballin' Hobo's truck.
Yo, 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 what's up, what's up? It's Amon Van Helden.
I'm sorry, we only sell to Americans.
Even those trucks in Canada.
There, that's perfect, right?
Yeah, that's really good.
That and he should just record that.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on his Facebook page.
Put it on his Facebook.
And that'll sell his truck.
Yeah.
So, you know, easy.
That's a fun toy, man.
Yeah, I know, dude. We can load it up. The problem is that, like, I'm going to put, like, good stuff on it. And then it's not going to be as fun.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we should keep this page. Like, I don't think I need 5 pages. Seems excessive, you know? So I feel like I'm going to just keep one of these pages. Taylor's been hearing me talk up records too long. That's what her problem is. You know, she's like you. She's like Chris. She's heard it all too many times.
Dude, you brought up long zipper, though. You got me going.
Sounds so good.
It is me, Maniche.
Maniche.
Talevich. Why do you wound me so? Why don't you enjoy the sweet, sultry tones of Maniche? Listen.
Listen.
You are but several small states away.
Small state.
I will get in the car, which I do not own, because Maniche is above cars.
He's
and
above
any
cars.
Type of public transportation.
He gets on buses.
No. I fly.
He likes the trains.
On pure waves.
Of emotion.
Of emotion. Exactly. Ooh la la, Talevich.
Ooh la la, I'm now French.
I will come to your house and I will throw a croissant at you if you will ever backtalk me, French Jean-Claude!
Sex bot, I will. Have sex. I will fuck your pig or some shit.
We gotta have some sex bot music out here, right? There's gotta be.
There's no sex
There's
bot
gotta
music.
Gotta be, dude!
No. There you go.
Sex bot needs loving now.
Malfunction, malfunction.
Oh my god, dude.
Need the sex to recover.
Oh my god.
Taylor, I have not finished with you yet. I need no but two things from you. Number one,
a pig.
What is your address? So Manichi can mail you some of his love in advance. And then number two, my darling, how long is your zipper?
The length of your zipper makes Manichi even the quicker.
I can turn that into a whole show.
Yeah,
I should literally just do like a 15-minute weekly podcast called Just Thoughts with Maniche.
You really should.
It's just that music playing in the background and me talking to like Maniche, and I just read stupid things.
That would be the best thing ever.
Yes. We could, you know what we could do like here. Let's try this. Let's try it out. Let's do some real production, okay?
All right.
There we go. Let's do this. There we go. Let's just try the first link we get, all right? Let's see how lucky we can get. See how lucky we can get. All right. Okay, I need to.
All right, number one is terrible already.
Hold on, we need to like move. Put that right there. Can I scroll? Perfect, perfect. Okay, here we go.
Hello. It is now time to How to Win Women with Maniche, your host. That's me, Maniche.
Maniche.
Hello. I would like to introduce you to some pickup lines. Guaranteed to work your magic on all women, and possibly men, if you swing that way. Which Maniche definitely does. Because Maniche does not hold back any of his feelings. Or holes. To anyone.
Or holes.
The first pickup line I would like to teach you today worked on my darling, Talevich. It is. Go ahead. Feel my shirt. It is made of boyfriend material. Guaranteed to remove pants.
Where's the clap?
Please, please, hold your applause. Please, please. The second pickup line I have for you to try out.
Oh my god.
If you were a transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine. Yes, thank you, but please, please, if you applaud for everyone, Maniche will never finish. Maniche will be here all night, and he has to go eat lobster bisque.
Yes. Yes, he
is. Pickup line number three. Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk past you a second time?
A second time.
That's all we get. Just that one clap. The program broke. It only clapped for a millisecond. It is fine. I am learning about important dates in history. Would you like to be one of them? Yes, 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 I know.
That was the best one.
That was the best one, I know. Classic for you. Guaranteed to work. Not only did Meniche apply this in success several times, but he also got married 7 times based off this line alone. The alimony. I won't even trouble you with it. But please, sub. Are you a parking ticket? Because you've got fine written all over you. Yes, yes, please hold your applause.
Yeah, all right. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, those were real bad.
Those are really bad.
Even in Meniche, I don't think he can pull those
no,
off.
No, Meniche couldn't pull that off. He couldn't do that, so. Meniche himself gave us one. Did you see this? He said,
is your daddy a terrorist? Because you are
a da bomb.
The bomb.
A da bomb.
Oh, it ended in marriage. It worked so well. I am French again. We will walk down the aisle and we will stare at each other while I have a massive baguette.
In your pants?
Whatever you wanted to be, enchanté.
I thought it was a metaphor for your penis.
The zipper.
The long zipper.
All right, well, this is the silliest show we've ever done. It's official, and it's only going to get more silly because I'm going to have real sounds on those. Hopefully by Sunday. I should be able to find time to do it. So
cool.
You know, we'll just play around with that. But, yeah, that's I just think it's funny that that still exists.
No, it's still a thing.
Like, I can't believe that's still a thing.
Yeah, people like you still need Jazzler.
I guess.
Meniche needs his Jazzler.
I guess. But, I mean, for $1.99, though, it's pretty good.
Nah, the Trump was sillier.
You're Trump. Well, you want to be Trump, man?
Trump?
I don't even know what song sound effects Trump
was. Yeah, like we need the presidential theme.
Yeah, we need...
This does not work.
It doesn't work.
That does not work.
I could actually hear, like, news clips being played over there.
Earlier today, Trump was seen talking to his mistress. Yes, honey, we need to keep this quiet and good. Please, diddle my butthole for just a for just a little bit longer.
Here we go!
This is
the Pop.
You're kidding me!
All I really want for Christmas!
Yeah!
All I really want
give me that for Christmas,
Christmas,
baby!
All I really want
diddle my butt.
Stop saying it.
Well, that was fun.
It's going to take a week to decompress everything that just happened to that
yeah.
segment. That is
that was one hell of a segment there.
That was
I don't think we've done better, honestly. I think that was
oh,
tip-top.
I think we've done much better.
Yeah, I think that was tip-top.
We've done much better, but
and
that's
Meniche
fine.
Meniche and Trump, you can't pass
it
that.
It works. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about here? You want to talk about this?
What the fuck is that?
That is the first set photo of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jason Statham, and Idris Elba.
Oh, God.
As Hobbs and Payne, or whatever their name is.
So,
Hobbs and Shaw.
Like, you gotta feel bad being Jason Statham, right?
No, you gotta feel... I feel like you should feel bad being Idris Elba. He's way above this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For
way
sure.
above this.
But I mean,
but
like,
yeah, Jason Statham looks small.
He's like a midget.
Yeah, he looks... He's the Seth of that photo. He doesn't belong, but somehow he's there.
Dude, and that's... That's gotta be CGI background, right?
I feel like this is one of those posters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's real. I feel like the room extends to these ramps, and then this is a backdrop.
Huh.
That's what I think.
I don't know. That's a shitty photo.
Why doesn't Jason Statham get gloves?
I don't know.
Everyone else has gloves. Look, it's full gloves, half gloves, no gloves. What's going on
and
with
like,
that?
Also, why is he dressed as the janitor when the other two are dressed to kill people?
Like, is The Rock legally obligated to always show his biceps?
Mm-hmm.
Like he has to have a half shirt on at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, there's never any looseness on that aisle.
Also,
that
those
arm.
Pants, like, it's also, like, fully tailored, quasi-tailored, Not tailored at all.
Not tailored at all.
Like whatever they found in a dumpster when this, like, this looks like Idris Elba, The Rock put on Idris Elba's pants, then he gave them to Jason Statham. That's what it looks like. Those are six sizes too big.
That jacket is just not doing any favors for Jason Statham. Is he even big?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know if he's big. Can he actually do his own stunts? Is that what was the big draw?
I mean, he
Jason
was the
Statham?
Transporter, dude. Like,
I thought that's what his thing was. He was the fighter.
What do you mean? Like, he's quick? Is that what you mean?
No, like, he actually, like, in real life, can do his own stunt work and fighting choreography.
Are you telling me that The Rock doesn't?
I'm telling you The Rock doesn't do a lot of the crazy shit. Like, he can't do flips in the fucking air.
Can Jason Statham?
I think so.
I don't know enough about Jason Statham.
I mean, the Transporter movies had some pretty sick fight scenes in them, man. And I think that was the whole reason he was cast, was because he could actually do it.
This photo is just so atrocious.
It's really bad. Like, why are they distant?
I just don't.
Like, I get that Idris Elba's the bad guy. Like, that's clear, right?
It's just so weird. And even their shoes are different, man. Like, I don't know. It's like they all were supposed to wear the same outfit, but they actually weren't. They just coincidentally all showed up kind of wearing the same thing.
Yeah, no, they definitely were. Like, here's your shirt, here's your pants, come to the photo shoot, here's your boots, come to the photo shoot. The Rock was like, all right, you know what? I'm a team player, I'll do it. Here's the shirt.
I mean, he's wearing a vest, right?
I don't know.
Because I think he's wearing an Under Armour compression top, and then he's wearing a zip-up hoodie vest.
Maybe.
Because there is a clear seam right here.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point.
Idris Elba's wearing, like, a lady's motorcycle jacket.
Yeah.
And this guy went to Super Dry and just got an off-the-rack zip-up vinyl jacket.
I don't get it.
And,
honest to God.
And I feel like these are knee pads down below his knees.
Yeah, why does Idris Elba look like Jango Fett from the waist down?
Dude, I do it. He does. You're right. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I really don't get it.
Why is this photo so intoxicating to look at?
I don't know.
Way into this photo.
I guess it's symmetrical in a weird kind of non-symmetrical
You know what it is?
Way.
It's like one of those photos, like an iSpy, where like the more you look at it, the more things you find. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yep, I honest to God don't know why this movie's being made. Is it being made by Vin Diesel? Because I thought Vin Diesel didn't like The Rock.
Well, Vin Diesel ain't in it because there's the three dudes right there.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I thought Vin Diesel like owned the Fast and the Furious.
Dude, he's a producer, but he doesn't need to show up to work to get money.
I guess not.
He's got that tree money, man. He doesn't need anything else.
Yeah, seriously. You know, they got him for the voice of Baby Groot in Wreck-It
Yeah, they
Ralph
just
2.
Wreck-It Ralph
2.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
For one scene.
That surprised me.
That's crazy.
He's like C-3PO, man. If he's in film,
Anthony
Daniels
was in it, too.
Yeah, he wants to do his voice, man. I mean, you gotta own Groot, dude.
I don't get it.
You gotta own Groot.
If I was the studio, I'd be like, nah, we're not gonna pay you to come in.
There's some tongue twisters. We could also talk about this, or I'm trying to figure out what else we have left to talk about. What's this? No, we don't care about that. Okay, let's talk about this. I want to look at this. Okay, so the art director for the new God of War has been going through and recreating Smash Brothers characters in like a realistic hardcore art style.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's solid like Bowser. I think these are all pre-viz. Like can I go to the next one? Okay, so here's Mega Man, Mewtwo, Sonic.
Oh, Jesus.
There's, like, lifelike Bowser, dude. Fox McCloud. Link. Samus. Like, these are awesome, right?
Pretty cool.
All right? Like, there's Mewtwo again, Sonic. I mean, I think that maybe was that all of them, maybe? Well, he's releasing, like, a new one every day is what he did. So this is all of them. Hmm. So this one is all of them.
This is the dude doing God of War?
Yeah, so he's the art director on God of War.
Hmm. So is he bored right now or something?
I don't know, man. Maybe he just needs a creative exercise, you know?
I don't know.
Should contact him to make our video intro, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
He's got free time.
He does.
I don't know. This is the only one that I don't like. Like,
I don't like Link's ears.
I don't like his face. You know? Like, it's very elfin. So I get why he did it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like Link already is a realistic video game character. Mm. You know, like Samus. Samus looks like Samus.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little, like, more artfully done. But Samus looks like Samus in this photo, you know. But Link, they like changed his whole face. I don't understand why. Like, Link has a face. You could just see it.
Yeah.
Like, Fox even kind of looks like the same. They just made him swole.
They did make him swole.
I don't know why they chonked him out, dude.
Got
but
huge arms over there.
Yeah. Jesus. But Bowser, like, Bowser, okay, he makes sense. He's
Bowser
a cartoon.
Looks like Godzilla.
Yeah. Bowser, if Bowser looked like that in Mario, Bowser would win. Clearly. Okay? Sonic just looks upsetting. And Mewtwo looks pretty cool. You know, this is the weird thing about Mewtwo is that, or like all Pokemon, is that like they all have hair, but like you watch the animes and stuff, and they're all smooth. But in the games, they have hair. You know?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's fur. They're animals.
No.
You think it's just slick skin?
Yeah.
It's not.
They're made of rubber.
They have fur.
They're made of rubber.
And so, like, that Detective Pikachu movie is going to come out, and it's going to be lifelike Pokemon, and they're all going to have fur, and I feel everyone's going to lose their mind because
yeah,
it's going to be weird.
Yeah. You don't need to make them have fur.
Well, if you think about it, like, you see a dog in a cartoon, there's no fur. You know, it's kind of smooth. You know? But you just, know in real life, because it's a dog, that
it
has fur.
No, you don't need to make it so accentuated.
We've just seen Pokemon so much without fur that we don't think they have it, and it's going to blow all of our mind holes. What do you think about Sam wanting you to speed run a game?
I'm not going
to
do that.
Let me see if I have a sound effect for that. Let me look here. Probably not, but I'm not totally sure. Let me look here. I don't see any. I just see claps. I don't see any laugh tracks. That's a letdown, man. Definitely going to have laugh tracks on here for the next one, because I would play that for you playing any type of game
speed
at any type of skill.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance. The only thing speedy you're going to do to a game is run away from it.
And break it.
Or smash it.
Smash it
on the ground. That I could see you doing.
Just break it right in
half.
That
I could see you doing as well. So
just break it right in half. Wah ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Money J.
The house laugh. Taylor remembers it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I forgot about all those old sound effects. Do you think
house
they're here?
House laugh, Tom Hanks laugh.
The Tom Hanks laugh?
Ha.
I wonder if I have that. I might have a folder on here that has all of those. What's the Koi Plays Games 2019 lined up? If you go to the Discord, Sam, in the Koi Plays Games section, there's an entire spreadsheet you can look at. The word cart is going to pull up a bunch of my website stuff.
Darn.
I bet it's called House Laugh, right?
Maybe.
I bet it's called House Laugh. But Koi will play Detroit Become Human on Thursday. It's already been voted. But Colby took the Thursday off, so.
Oh, is that really what I'm playing?
Yeah.
Great.
What do you mean, great? I thought you were looking forward to that one.
Way better than, any other game, but.
Yeah, I thought you were looking forward to that one.
Cool. Cool, man. Cool. Why does it pull up things without house in it?
Well, I think these are all classified under the genre of house.
Oh, that's stupid.
But yeah, these are
laugh.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. It pulls up the show.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's very weird. I mean, it's gonna find laugh tracks in here though. A full playthrough. He's gonna start at the beginning, and then in traditional said that Colby plays game or Colby plays games fashion. If he likes it, he can play it the next week. But he won't, and so he'll play the first 2 hours, and then he'll never play it again. I feel like this exists on here.
I don't think it does. Clearly doesn't.
Well, I know it's on that old Mac Mini in there that I could probably just turn on, right?
I mean, yeah.
Revote. Manichi, I thought you wanted Detroit. What's another one? What if I search like I know that was on there that's really specific, right?
Katrina Horse?
Yeah. Katrina Horse. Yeah, you remember that, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't see it in here, though, so I don't think it's going to be in here. I'm probably going to have to plug in my old Mac Mini, but yeah, I could get all those old sound effects. I feel like we should start fresh, though.
Oh, yeah? Don't want the old ones?
I don't know. I mean, do we really need Tom Hanks laugh again?
Yeah.
What's that face? What are you doing right now?
I'm going to look like a duck.
Why are you doing it?
I don't know. My brain's going, man. I had too much of the show.
I want...
I can't do it.
I want to keep talking now. What's that mean? What's happening?
Hmm?
What's happening? I'm confused.
I don't know.
Explain what's happening to me, man.
I can't. I don't know what Sam means.
All right.
Or menace.
Well, let's...
I don't know what menace means.
Let's
keep talking now.
Are you ready to end the show?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, well, first of all, we got to remember who the show is dedicated to.
Happy birthday.
Rin TV, congratulations on another full loop around the sun.
Yay.
Oh, all right, we did it. Okay, all right.
We did it.
Yep.
Right. You make me feel so good. Good.
Good.
It's showtime.
Sounds so shitty at the beginning.
The Kiss FM guarantee. No crap songs. Got it?
Yes!
Good. Now, back to the music.
All right, guys, that's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Should we save one of those jingles just to play us out at the end of every episode? I mean, I feel like that's a good way to, like, you know.
The Pop FM.
The Pop FM.
This song is so lame compared to, like, that jingle.
Yeah.
He just said hog. All right. All right, cool. Hey, guys, thanks so much for watching Seth and Colby Show. Are we going to do a show Thursday?
Why?
I'm just asking. You know, because I talk all week about, you know, our show on Thursday and...
Yes.
And then last Thursday you didn't show up.
That's because I was sick.
Well, I'm just wondering.
I'm hoping I did it today. I could do it Thursday.
Okay.
Unless it gets bad again, then I'll let you fucking know. God damn.
3 hours before showtime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I could make it, and then I was like, well, I want to try and get better. And then
the Patriots win, man.
Yeah.
Britt happy?
Yeah.
I'm really sad I didn't play tonight so we could go get wings and stuff, man.
Right.
Sucks.
Right.
Afternoon game, man.
I was going to invite you out last night, but then I was like, yeah, he's asleep.
What time would you have texted me?
When do we leave? 10?
I think I was awake at 10. I think I was playing Overwatch at 10. But
we just went to Biggin. Me, Britt.
We would have went Vanilla. To... In 30 minutes, we would have went to bed.
Nothing.
But, yeah. But we might have... I had already taken my sleeping pills. It was too late. You have to text me before 8.
Oh, okay.
To let me know if we're going to be up late. Because I take my sleeping pills at 8. So that's your deadline.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for watching. Appreciate you.
Thanks
for
y'all.
Being here. We're the Seth and Colby Show. We do two shows a week, once on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, and once on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European. And after the show on Thursdays, we also do Colby Plays games at 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Central European. On Thursday, we're going to play Detroit Become Human. So come watch on Thursday. Be there.
Thursday.
It's going to be another fun-filled shenanigan show.
Woo!
Filled with shenanigans. And large zippers.
Large zips.
In the meantime, follow us on all the social
zips.
Medias. Twitter, Facebook,
Nips
Instagram, Reddit.
Give
they're all Seth
right
and Colby.
Now.
The audio version is on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Leave a review. And also come sub to the channel at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Thank you guys for the resubs today. All the new followers, even the racist ones. Thanks.
Shows
and,
up.
And join the Discord in between and buy a t-shirt. Okay? RapidTeeth.live. Just go to SethandColby.com. Everything's there. Right?
Everything's there.
Brand new redesigned SethandColby.com. Go check it out. Okay?
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I haven't even yet.
Well, so. I mean, why would I tell you?
Do it.
You don't need to know.
I don't.
No.
It works.
Yep. SethandColby.com. Guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.